4. Now at this point, I'm going to jump ahead a bit, because after us giving each other our names, it was the beginning of me planning to leave every day and then not doing it. I stayed there with Mr. Loving and worked out my room and board. He gave me a place in the barn up in the loft, which had a door that opened out in the air so as to give a view of the house and the road that was up ahead of it. It was for forking hay down to the ground below, but it was a good vigil. Some nights, I would sit up there with that loft door open and find myself looking at those constellations Mr. Loving was always telling me about, and the stories that went along with them. They nearly all seemed to end with someone getting killed or raped by a duck or a goose or a bull or some such, and getting thrown up into the sky as a batch of stars by way of apology, though why that was supposed to be a satisfying reward, I couldn't figure. That loft was mighty cozy. Half of it was given over to stacks of hay, but the other half had a good bed in it with solid ticking. There was a table and chairs, a kerosene lamp, and some odds and ends that made it a nice little home for a runaway ass looker, part-time horse thief, and sometime farmhand. I was given a hive of clothes that had belonged to Mr. Loving's son, including lace-up work boots and riding boots with pointed toes made of fine, soft black leather. Them was for dressing up. If I had some place to go, you bet I would have worn them. As it was, I tried them on now and then with some of the finer clothes and walked around up there in the loft like I was about to strut off to a barn dance. It all fit like it had been made for me. Thing that surprised me most was I was given plenty of time to myself at the end of work days, or rather, at the end of our dinners. We took plenty of time at those dinners, talking and such. Mr. Loving did most of the talking, but I was learning my way around a stack of words. When I wasn't on my own time, me and Mr. Loving was working in the fields, bringing in this crop or that. While we worked, he was telling me about something or another from one of his books. The books were stacked in.